September 1st, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I tell you, only the foolhardy attempt to explain away the graces attendant to this mission with natural reasons. It is obvious that the messages and the graces associated with the ministry are from God. Even the most clever cannot explain away heaven's presence of peace here at this site, not by any degree in theology, important position of authority, or rash judgment. What I give you is in Scripture. Do you oppose the Word of God? I cannot make anyone believe. That is an act of free will. I can offer you the truth, just as I did when I was in the world. I can offer you the grace to believe. I cannot make you accept this grace. Be careful in what you accept as truth. Satan masquerades as truth, but he cannot base his compromises on Scripture. A note is given to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 through 5. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. We have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel, of the glory of Christ, who is the likeness of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.